Mark McLean is the safety coordinator for the town of High Level. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mark. First of all, to just get your comments, a little bit of an icebreaker here on the fact that, it's cold outside, but everybody's pushing on with their jobs despite the cold weather.
I think it started to get more than cold after about minus 30. But temperatures drop. But there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in and out around. So hats off to everybody who has to endure that.
How much does everyone need to look out for each other when they're on the job outside at this weather?
When it comes to safety, no matter if it's at home, if it's at work, the more eyes on you and the more you watch out for people, the safer you're going to be, right? Especially with our management team, myself included, we watch for the weather quite a bit. Once it reaches a certain temperature, for example, if it gets to minus 43 with or without the wind chill, here all our work stops. You don't go outside, with the exception of emergency work. If it's an emergency, you have to go. Minus 43 and below, and it's done. I'm always watching the weather. The supervisors are watching, and they'll pull their guys in. If the supervisors or managers are busy and the guys are out there, it's cold, they're looking out for each other too. Hey, we need to have this many breaks. It's this cold. Your cheeks are looking kind of red, looking kind of white. Let's get you in and get you warmed up here before something bad happens.
How important is it, Mark, especially from your perspective as a person of authority, that everything has to be as safe as possible with these temperatures not being safe?
That's absolutely right. It's not just my position, but I think everybody has an obligation to look out for everybody. Maybe with my position, more so, obviously, as being the health and safety coordinator. I'll watch the temperatures. If it's starting to get to approach that mandatory stop work order of minus 43, I'll send out a reminder. Let everybody know. It's like, hey guys, we gotta stop work. Or it's looking like it might encroach on that a little bit. Let's haul our guys back.
Not naming any examples or not wanting to ask for any examples here, Mark, but what are some of the signs that you've possibly seen or that people in the workplace has possibly seen that makes you think, this person might be having a little bit of trouble with the weather?
We do a really good job here. We've only had, in my time here, we've only had one incident with cold weather, and that was just basically a report. Someone had a bit of frost nip, not quite frostbite, but just a little frost nip on the ears, and that was it was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been, knock on wood, we've been doing good. We're providing education to supervisors and to our staff about cold-related illnesses, what to look out for, what temperatures are bad. So that education combined with, all the eyes watching everybody, I think it's really paying off that we don't have a whole lot of cold-related injuries.
Obviously, the bottom line here, Mark, is to stay safe and to stay warm, but how much does common sense play into it as well?
That's the thing about common sense, they say, right? It's so common, everybody would have it. It's cold. I mean, you're living in Canada. We've got our neighbors to the south there think it's automatically cold, but the further you go, the colder it's going to get too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's winter. It's cold wherever you go. You have to dress appropriately, and you got to keep an eye on the weather. It can change so quick, minus 28, you're already at a high risk, but the wind chill kicks up, you're at minus 48 to 54, your skin's going to freeze in 2 to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're younger, if you're a kid, or if you're an elderly person, you're more susceptible. So that's going to be from 2 minutes maybe to a matter of seconds. So you really got to think of where you are, what you're going to be doing, and how it's going to affect you. Because, sometimes if you get out there, if you get frostbite pretty bad, it's too late, right? And, of course, there's worse than frostbite. You get hypothermia, that can be, that's a life-threatening illness, right?
Yeah, it is. And believe you me, I know what it's like to be in these elements, especially with the fact that I've had postings here in northern Alberta as well as in north central Saskatchewan. It's tough, but fortunately, I guess, knock on wood, thank heavens for everybody looking out for each other. I guess that's the big thing, right?
Yeah, and you have to, right? Even at work, at home, at the end of the day, everyone needs to look out for each other so that we can go home and we can go back to work in just as good a condition or better than we went there.
Mark McLean is the safety coordinator with the Town of High Level. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Stay warm.